Emyes is a free mobile app that connects people who are blind or low vision with either sighted volunteers and company representatives for visual assistance through a live video call. So it's a completely free mobile app. You can download it for both Android and iOS. And if you are blind or low vision, you download the app and you create a user as a blind or low vision user. And once you have downloaded the app, you have two options in the app. You have an option to call a volunteer, and then that call will go out to one of our almost 2.8 million volunteers who have signed up to assist. And you can also call companies, visionary companies like Lloyds Banking Group and others have signed up to provide an accessible customer support through the Be My Eyes app. So any kind of visual interpretation, anything from checking the canned foods in your cupboard to making sure that your socks are matching, and all of that, you can call volunteers. If you want some specific assistance from your bank, for example, you can call the Bank of Scotland, Lloyds Bank, or Halifax Bank through the Be My Eyes app. Everything is completely free. Everything is completely unlimited. It's anonymous, and there's a lot of people who are looking to help. So you can make as many calls as you possibly want to. It's also 24/7. So the way that we connect our users is based on language and on time zone. So if you're blind or low vision and you're in the UK, if you need help in the middle of the night, then we'll just call a volunteer in Australia, in the US, or somewhere else where they speak English. So you always have, you always be able to be connected to someone who can be of help.
It's quite incredible. And that figure of 2.8 million volunteers, that's a lot of people around the world helping out. And like you say, the ability to connect with someone at any time of the day or night is incredible. It's a service I use a lot of the time. I will say my socks matching is not my biggest concern. It's usually something wrong with my computer that someone could always help with. But I am very intrigued by banking now with us, Claire Allington, as well from Lloyds Bank. Good to have you here with us, Claire. I want to maybe talk to you a bit about what your involvement has been with Be My Eyes, how this whole relationship began.
We're a very big bank in the UK, and we're now the biggest digital bank. And so a lot of what I do in my team is try and find ways of helping our customers to contact us in whatever way they want. And in particular for what will probably be millions of people with certain accessibility needs, different ways of needed to contact us. So this is just a really innovative, but as Alexandra said, really simple way of offering a different way to contact the bank. And as we've heard from a lot of customers who've used the service already and used the main Be My Eyes app, it's not life-changing in the scale of the problem, but it's the fact that it's those little day-to-day things that make the difference. So whether it is matching your socks, or one of our colleagues actually signed up as a volunteer and was asked to help find somebody's cat in their apartment, which we thought was fantastic. But for us, it's just those things that you might not want to do. So you might have a statement that you can't quite read, or you might be trying to make a payment online. And one of our customers said she wasn't sure if she was paying someone £30,000 or £30 and just needed a bit of reassurance that she was paying the right amount.
You'd want to know that, wouldn't you?
You absolutely would. But also, it's not necessarily the kind of thing that you want to ask somebody face to face. So whether it's friends or family or neighbour, you might not, for example, want to share your bank statement because it's quite a personal thing to do. So what we wanted to do was offer this really simple service. So it's not kind of fully fledged banking yet. It is those little things like reading a payment or a card number or a statement, but those little things that help retain and maintain a level of independence that people otherwise might have to rely on others for. And the feedback we've had, it's only been going a little while since April, the feedback's been so positive from customers, but also the colleagues as well. They're so engaged and happy to help and enthusiastic about this really new way of offering a service.
I want to sort of talk a bit more with you about this privacy side of it, Claire, because, you know, one of the things I've often said, and I'm sure Alexander would echo this as well, is when you're using Be My Eyes with a volunteer, you wouldn't want to show them your bank card or your personal information because, you know, you don't know who you're talking to, right? It's a volunteer anywhere in the world. But with these specialised help options, like the one you now supply from Lloyds Bank and, of course, the other banks in your group as well, you are able to talk about those very private things. So talk us through what you can do. So what can I do as a blind user using Be My Eyes, specialised help, Lloyds Bank, and say an issue that I've got with my account?
The kind of things you can do are... We want to try and be fairly literally somebody's eyes. So what we're not able to do yet is, say, investigate potential fraud or open a new current account or advise you on a credit card. It is very much that we want to carry on what Alexander's already set up, that it is being the person's eyes. So if you received a letter from the bank and you weren't sure what it said or you needed help in understanding or reading it, then that's what our colleagues could do. Or if you received a PIN number, or as I said, if you had a payment, you weren't sure if you'd chosen the right person or the right amount of money. So it's very much a simple service that if somebody just wants to have somebody read a piece of literature or just essentially have a look at something they're unsure of, that's what we can do. One other example we did have through... a friend of the bank was he wanted to get some cash out and he only had access to a cash point that wasn't a talking ATM. So he actually phoned Be My Eyes, got through to someone at Lloyds, and she was actually able to help him navigate the buttons and make sure that he took out the right amount of money. And he said it gave him that real buzz of independence and freedom, and he'd never actually done it before. And so it's those little things, I guess, the little ways that aren't going to radically change somebody's life, but just make it a little bit easier, I think.
Alexander, obviously this is one business that you have on board, Lloyds Bank, which is wonderful news. And I think a lot of customers will be really pleased to hear about this today if they're just learning about it for the first time. But there are other companies that use your service and provide customer service via the Be My Eyes app. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we have a few on the platform. If with banking, it's of course Lloyds Bank, Bank of Scotland, and Halifax. We also, that's for banking in the UK. We also work with Microsoft and Google, who also provide tech support. So if you have issues with your Microsoft product or with Google product, you can go in, select Google or Microsoft, and make a call directly to their call center. And we also work with Procter & Gamble, and they provide help with herbal essences, so with hair care. And the most recent company that we onboarded is Clear Blue, which is the largest pregnancy test and fertility test company. So now you can call a Clear Blue care line agent to have your pregnancy test results read out. We think this just shows the range of the different companies that we work with. And we are continuing to expand the list of companies that are utilizing the platform to provide an accessible customer support. So, yeah, if anyone wants to get the business on, or if we always love to hear from the community what companies you'd like to see on the platform. So on bemyeyes.com, there's a tab called for businesses. In there, there's a little... there's a little contact formula, and we'd love to hear from both users, but also from businesses, if anyone wants to join the community.
And Claire, from your perspective, I guess this is all about, the reason we're here talking about it, is to tell people that it's out there. That's often the challenge, isn't it? Making people aware. You may have lots of customers who are blind or partially sighted who might not even know this exists. Hopefully, I guess you want this to reach them so that they can use and benefit from this service.
Absolutely right. So we think that we have around 1 million customers who have some kind of visual impairment, but we just don't know. And if we look at some of our customer data, where customers have told us that they need Braille or large print, for example, it's just in the low thousands. So we really don't know, and we're not able to talk to very many of them directly about the service. And absolutely right that we want to go beyond just offering letters in Braille, or our websites and apps are accessible, but that's a very one-way communication. And what's brilliant about Be My Eyes, obviously, that it's two-way. And so what we really hope with Connect here is that people will understand what the app is and then want to come and talk to us about it. And absolutely, it's a great way for us to be able to talk to your listeners and make them aware of what's going on. And also for us to understand what more we could do. It's live and it's a bit of a trial for us. We haven't done this before. So we're really, really keen to know what people think and what more we could offer. As I said, it's not a fully fledged banking service yet, but that would be our ultimate goal. So we'd love for your listeners to try the app, to call us and then see what they think and let us know what they think as well.